Hoffman at 582-1063. The Bringing Up Boys video seminar series is written and produced by Dr. James Dobson.
WMTY Southington Bristol Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie Edmiston. Shaken awake by an earthquake. The quake measured 5.4 on the Richter scale and was centered near the mountain resort town of Big Bear City. The tremor could be felt 90 miles away in Los Angeles. One witness said it shook for about 10 to 15 seconds. Presley Fox reports from Los Angeles.
The initial quake and its aftershocks are centered near the community of Big Bear City. The first quake with a magnitude of 5.4 could be felt all the way into downtown L.A. The first of the many aftershocks that followed registered 4.5. The next was 4.2. These are quakes that can shake many people out of a deep sleep.
Lead Arms Inspector Hans Blix is ordering Iraq to start destroying dozens of illegal missiles by March 1st. The UN says the missiles have a range that exceeds distance limits. Blix wants Baghdad to demolish, crush, or melt the missiles in question along with related equipment. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're... Netscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. And you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Investigators looking into Thursday's deadly nightclub fire in Rhode Island said they have ID'd the bodies of 9 victims. 96 people were killed after pyrotechnics from a heavy metal show incinerated the club. It's possible criminal charges could be filed. After the Rhode Island nightclub inferno, cities from Washington to Nashville ordered inspections of clubs. Fire officials say building codes are not consistent from state to state. The president of the Association of State Fire Marshals says many deaths could be avoided if people took a few seconds to look for other exits.
These types of situations, it's dark, it's easy to get disoriented. Typically, people will want to leave by the way that they came in. They don't look around for or are not familiar with an alternative way out.
He says people should act quickly at the first sign of a problem.
Whether it's a fire, if there's smoke, if a fire alarm goes off, if there's a verbal warning, that's the time to start moving to the exit and to get out of the building. You don't need to wait.
IRN News can be heard live and on demand at irnnews.com.
I've toured Europe for many years.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping. Guaranteed with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
Subway officials in Daegu, South Korea may face legal action. Correspondent Hans Grimmel.
The police say they want to seek arrest warrants for several subway officials, including two train drivers and some of the train operators who were conducting train traffic.
Grimmel reports officials face jail time if convicted, and the arson suspect could meet the ultimate fate.
Now, police are also seeking arrest warrants for the man accused of lighting the fire in the first place. He's a mentally disturbed man who apparently wanted to commit suicide, and if he is convicted, he faces a minimum of 7 years behind bars and a maximum sentence of death.
2 days before Shuttle Columbia broke apart on re-entry, a NASA engineer wrote the spacecraft might be in marginal condition because it was hit by debris on liftoff. The email is one of several messages describing internal concerns about the shuttle's safety. Correspondent Hannah Lobel reports on how the tile was discovered.
A man plowing the fields outside of his house found it 1 week ago on the 14th and called the sheriff's department, and folks from the sheriff's department came out and took pictures, sent those pictures to NASA over the internet, The westernmost point at which confirmed debris had been found was about 20 miles west of Fort Worth. This piece came about 300 miles west and a bit to the north of that site.
I'm Debbie Edmiston, and that's news on the Information Radio Net.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, push that button.
And that's us. Well, that is just how it goes. We're back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Radio Show. Another edition for you here.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus on Travel World. Speaking this morning, our first guest, Robert Wayne, who has a publication coming out in around a month and a half time in April, Venice in Context, the Independent Traveler's Guide to Venice. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Great to be here.
Now, how did you come up with the idea of self-guided audio tours using a personal CD player?
Well, I'm passionate about travel, art, and history, and I've toured Europe for many years. I've always enjoyed the audio guides that some museums have for their collections, and I've taken guided tours as well. But when I was in Venice about 3 years ago, I had the idea of taking the concept of a museum's audio guide and applying that to a tour of a whole city. I noticed a lot of people travel with their CD players to listen to music on their vacation, so I got the idea of how the guide could come into focus. So I put the tours in audio CD format with each tour on a separate track, like the song tracks in a music CD. That gives the traveler the flexibility to pick what they want to see and the freedom to move at their own pace.
Why did you select Venice as the first city in your new Europe in Context series?
Well, Venice is unlike any other city in the world. It's filled with great beauty and a rich history, and it's very walkable. I was in Venice when it first came up with the idea, and so it was a natural place to start. The main sites are all within easy walking distance or by water bus, and it's steeped in romance and art and history. Everywhere you turn is a postcard view. From the moment you leave the train station and go down the famous Grand Canal, you're immersed in another age. Almost everything you see was built when was already standing when Columbus sailed to America. True. It's a unique city, it really is.
Oh, yeah, very beautiful city. Now, who's your intended audience for this collection of books, this first in the series, and then hopefully more that will come later?
Oh, yes, I'm working on Royal London in Context and for 2004, and then going back to Italy to Florence for 2005. But I think the series will appeal to independent travelers who appreciate art and history, people who don't want to be herded around from place to place. I think there's a special place for seniors. I think seniors sometimes have difficulty following a guide's canned spiel and have to struggle to keep up with the pace of a large group tour. And this, with your own audio tour, you can move at your own speed.
There's a lot of benefits for the traveler using this type of guidebook.
I think so. It's about choice and making the most of your vacation time. Most folks only have a week or two for vacation, and when visiting Italy, they try to squeeze in Venice, Florence, and Rome into a 9-day period, so their time's pretty limited. Of the 12 million people who visit Venice each year, most are there for a day or less, and few go beyond St. Mark's Square. So Venice in Context offers 12 different audio tours. If you have the time, you can take them all over the course of a few days, or if your time is limited, you can pick out what you want to see and then budget your time accordingly.
Now, people are used to a certain style in travel guidebooks, but Venice in Context has a slightly different focus to them.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't suggest where to stay or where to eat. Other books do that very well. In the narration, I wanted to share the stories behind the stunning artwork and architecture in a way that would bring to life, you know, what you were seeing. The book park explains about how to get around using the water bus system, and I think some people are intimidated by getting on or off the boat, so the book describes in detail how to get around. It explains the water bus routes and tells you exactly where to board and where to get off, to visit the various sites and the tours, and to visit the other places recommended. The book gives you different options about getting in, to and from the airport. gives you suggestions for planning your trip. I think armchair travelers will love the overview section, which has beautiful color pictures of the places visited in the 12 tours. So you get a preview of what you're going to see and then pick out and choose what you want to do.
Now, it's set for publication release date April 25th. What is the significance of that particular date? Why was that date chosen?
According to legend, the city of Venice was established on April 25th, 421 AD, on the feast day of St. Mark, the patron saint of the city.
Now, the winged lion, the symbol of Venice, what is the significance of that? There's a lot of little tidbits and information in this book, Venice in Context, which gets you a whole new appreciation for what you're going to see there.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you go in Venice, you'll run into these carvings or paintings of the winged lion. The winged lion is the medieval Christian symbol for St. Mark the Evangelist. In medieval art, each of the four evangelists have their own symbols. There's St. Luke, represented by the ox, St. Mark, the winged lion, St. John, the eagle, and St. Matthew is identified by an angel.
Now, you've talked about St. Mark's Square, and that is the traditional point where people have always visited Venice, and they had to see it. How did St. Mark become the patron saint of Venice?
That's a great story. The Venetians were clever myth-makers and shameless self-promoters. In the 9th century, Venice was a small but ambitious city-state. It needed something to put it on the map, so it pulled off one of the great heists of the Middle Ages. Two Venetian adventurers went to Alexandria, Egypt, and stole the body of St. Mark the Evangelist and brought the remains back to Venice. They were crafty. They knew that pork was considered unclean by the Muslims, so they were able to sneak the body past the guards, hidden in a basket covered with pickled pork. There's a beautiful mosaic in the front of the basilica that shows this scene as they're sneaking the basket past the guards. The basilica was built in about 830 to house the saint remains. And with the remains came a flood of pilgrims. With the pilgrims came a flood of wealth and prestige. Rome held the remains of St. Peter, and Venice had the body of St. Mark. And then they created a legend. They said that St. Mark had been sailing up the coast from Rome when a terrible storm hit. They said that Mark took refuge in the lagoon of Venice, and that night an angel appeared to him and said, "Peace to you, Mark, my evangelist. On this spot your body shall rest." So they used that legend to justify their kidnapping, their outright theft of the saint's remains.
Now, is Venice really sinking? We just hear, like, every media report, they talk about, the pollution of the canals and different environmental issues. How true is that, and what are the authorities doing to combat that problem?
Well, Venice was built on a marshy island in the lagoon, and so it's got a history of floods. Scientists have been studying the many canal views painted by an 18th century Venetian artist named Canaletto. His paintings are so precise in the details that they look like photographs of how Venice looked in the 18th century. So by comparing Canaletto's paintings of 18th century with today, they can tell the water level is about 20 inches higher now than it had been in the past. They're not sure why or what the cause is, but it's becoming more and more problematic with the flooding. Back in the 19th century, it flooded about 7 times a year. In the 50s, it rose to 20 times a year. And then in 2001, it flooded 60 times. Last year was just as bad, and it actually rose to the highest level they've seen there since the disastrous flood of 1966, when the floodwaters got up to 6.5 feet above the sea level and stayed that way for like 24 hours. It was really, really rough. But they're not doing much to stop it. It's tied up with bureaucratic wrangling that only the Italians could enjoy. They've stopped pumping out the water from the aquifers, so that stopped the subsidence. The government proposed the Moses Project about 20 years ago. The Moses Project would involve the installation of submerged barriers that could be raised and block off the entrances to the lagoon. It's similar to a system being used in London and Rotterdam, but the city officials oppose it. They say it's too expensive and it would cause environmental damages. So they've been wrangling for 20 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of things there that have to be done, but to preserve one of the world's great cities and to learn more about it, the book is Venice in Context, the Independent Traveler's Guide to Venice, self-guided audio tours, the first in a series in the new Europe in Context group of books from Robert Wayne. Mm-hmm. Now, these will be out, this book is out as of April 25th, put out Independent Publishers Group, Chicago Press, and
right,
available online and in stores as of that date.
You can order today by calling toll-free 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553 on our website, europeincontext.com.
Sounds great. Wish you all the best, Robert
Wayne. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, and we'll be right back with more on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite. across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is a message about renewal, about inner peace, about unraveling life's mysteries. If you are striving for clarity, if you're looking for spiritual connection, if you embrace the future with passion, call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. One call can lead you to psychic advisors gifted in astrology, tarot, numerology, and other ancient arts. A reading with a psychic is food for the mind and soul. Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. All services are prepaid. There are never any surprise charges. No hype, no pressure, no nonsense. Just gifted advisors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't it time you came to the source? Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. That's 1-800-270-0975.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control, a special blend of all-natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all-natural Cholest Control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication. Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholest Control. To try Cholest Control risk-free today, call 1-800-643-4056. Cholest Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-643-4056. 1-800-643-4056.
I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid, Miss Hip, expect to prove to cap. You did Nick Filler, put him immediate open exit minis.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Well, we need to change the ad.
Well, you missed today's deadline, but if we hurry, your new ad will appear in,
Please!
3 days.
Oh, no.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at HartfordHelpWanted.com. HartfordHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have 100 words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes, all for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way to HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Oh, well, if you want to get away, you got to take an airplane, right? Got to fly. Well, it's generally the way I fly, in an airplane. But you can actually take an air ticket if you want to go, for instance, from Montreal to Salt Lake City. by frequent flyer miles. And we got somebody who's very creative when it comes to frequent flyer miles on the online with us right now.
Yes, John Burton runs a company out in Idaho, which Hello. Actually works with putting people together, buys and sells frequent flyer miles. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, how did you get this idea? This is not a new enterprise. You've been doing this for a while.
I've actually been doing it for 10 years, since 1993, but I learned it from the person who originated the concept back in the early 80s when Crandall from American Airlines conceived the idea to try to, after the airlines were deregulated, Crandall was looking for a way to try to inspire customer loyalty and came up with this frequent flyer concept, which over the years has evolved to what it is today, with credit card companies, mortgage companies, incentive programs through retailers, automobiles, Hertz, Avis, et cetera, et cetera. It's evolved into a pretty significant industry, not our industry itself, which is fairly small, the actual buying and selling of frequent flyer miles, but the concept itself, where you could, for instance, get a Citibank Advantage card and charge clothes and cars and even college tuition. You could get the affiliate, I think it's MCI is their affiliate, so you could get a long-distance phone company and accrue miles that way. And of course, getting on the American plane itself and accruing miles, there's so many different ways to accrue miles these days that people end up with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles in the course of a year or over the years. And when they get to this point, some of them choose to use them, some of them choose to give them away. Some of them who try to find specific flights for themselves and are frustrated because they're not able to find exactly the itinerary that they're looking for, they turn around and look for another avenue or another outlet, and that's usually us. The other person who sells their miles to us is the person who flies every day and amasses 100, 200, 300,000 miles a year, and on their day off, it doesn't occur to them to get back on a plane. They have all these extra miles. They have nothing to do with them. Even their relatives can't use them. They turn to us to sell them.
So now, I didn't know that, first of all, airline miles were transferable, but now that they are and you can buy and sell them, let us say, I'm going to use the example just because for me, I do live in Montreal, and if I wanted to go to a place like, Salt Lake City. Now, if I were to buy my air ticket, just straight purchase, I'm looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of, $400 or $500 for a ticket like that. Now, if I were to purchase miles, how much would I be paying?
Well, we have a limited market. Let's say we're going to use your example. We're talking about a coach ticket.
Okay.
Now, if you book that in advance with a Saturday stay, yes, you probably could get that for $400 or $500. That's
right.
Not a ticket that we specialize in.
Okay.
If you had to leave Montreal Monday morning for a business trip.
Uh-huh.
And you were going to come back Tuesday. That's a very restricted ticket. Essentially, you're a businessman, and those are the people that the airlines prey on.
Yeah.
I off the top of my head, I don't know what the cost of a last minute ticket is from Montreal to Salt Lake, but my guess is it's going to be upwards of $800 to $1,000.
Very much minimum, because one night stay, the airlines aren't going to give you any type of discount. Very easily, maybe $2,000 Canadian. If you're lucky.
It could be, and yeah, we have to translate here between American and Canadian, and I can't think in Canadian dollars. Sorry about that.
I was quoting U.S. when I was talking.
Right, but let's just say that that it was a last-minute ticket, or it was a bereavement fare.
Right.
You had somebody sick; they actually didn't die, and they're very sick in the hospital, and you need to get out and get back without a Saturday stay and without any notice. That's a very expensive ticket. Let's say it's between $1,000 and $1,800. We sell that for $650.
Well, that'd be actually quite worthwhile then.
Yeah, we have a lot of customers, especially business people whose meetings are never etched in stone until the last minute. We mostly deal with business people on a coach level. But primarily, our business is first in business class. To domestically, that would be domestic 48 states and Canada, as well as to Europe and Asia.
How about a ticket, say, from, Burlington to Sacramento in business class?
From Montreal to Sacramento?
Burlington, Vermont.
I could do it from Montreal, too, but I mean...
Oh, cool. Okay.
Burlington, Montreal are essentially the same price. Our tickets, for instance, the ticket from Montreal to Miami and Montreal to San Diego are the same price because it's the same number of miles.
Right.
We don't make that distinction. If it's 25,000 miles or if it's 40,000 miles, it's the same price. But, for instance, to Burlington to San Diego or Montreal to San Diego would be $10.95 on Delta,
uh-huh.
First class.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's a usually you can expect to, and I don't know the retail market because it changes minute by minute, but usually you can expect to save if you fit within the category of the person who can use our ticket, you can expect to save between 40% and 70%.
Well, that's
a good benchmark, because when you mention a fare of $1,095, it is between 50% and 65% less than your normal first class or business class rate. So yes, there are some good savings to be had there.
It is, and again, for instance, if you wanted to go to Paris and you wanted to do it the cheapest way, you could do it on Delta and connect in Atlanta for $19.95. That's a tremendous price.
Again, around a good 50%, 65% off. Now, how far in advance does somebody have to plan to do this? Because sometimes, as we mentioned, people get frustrated and confused when they have to do it themselves to find the seats with the airlines. How easy is it for you to find the redemption seats?
That's one of the reasons why our industry thrives, is because, let's take an example. You have 100,000 miles, say you have 80,000 Delta miles, and you want to go to Paris. But, you know, and you're going to go with the kids, so you've got 80,000 times three, and you're going to bring a few people. It's a school vacation. You only have this 1 week window to go to Paris. You go, you call, 3 months in advance, you call Delta, and Delta doesn't have the seats because everyone else wants to go at that time, too. Now you're frustrated, and you don't know what to do with the miles, and you have to go, and you really want to go, so you sell us the miles, and you buy the retail ticket yourself. You oftentimes run into that where, the market is made in the mileage business because the seats simply aren't available. So you call us. Now, when we take those 80,000 miles, we're working with a pool of 10 or 20 people. And not only are we working with that number of people, but we're working with a parameter of 7 months. So the person who might want to go to Paris on Delta, my client, if I took 20 of them, my range might be from April until July. And that's why I'm able to find seats. Now, I might not find it for all 20 clients of mine. I might only find it for 10%, 20%, 30%. But the fact is that when I find them, I'm able to sell them. And it's a good deal for the person selling them, and it's obviously a good deal for the person buying them.
And also because the one person who may have the miles only has those miles on that one particular airline.
Correct.
Whereas the person calling up to buy, you can choose between maybe six different carriers and all of their respective partners on which you might be able to find seats.
You can come to work for me anytime.
No, it sounds like it's a great concept. And of course, people see ads. How your company's been in business, as you say, for 10 years.
10 years, right.
And very reputable, and you've got a lot of repeat customers.
Yeah, we do. I mean, in fact, we're right now, this very moment, we're not advertising. We've scaled back our advertising a little bit because of the uncertain political climate worldwide, and the economy in the United States is in transition right now, and we're depending completely on our repeats and on our referrals, and we're fairly busy. I mean, we're not blazing like we were a few years ago, but we're doing pretty well.
Well, that's the best way to get business, is by satisfied customers and repeat clientele and their referrals. We're talking to John Burton this morning about buying and selling frequent flyer miles on the Travel World Radio Show, coming up to half past the hour. And when we return, more on both frequent flyer miles and some other musings of the day with Willem and Steve. Travel World Radio continues.
John, please stay on the line with us.
Okay.
Across America via satellite.
Something the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Now, more of the information you need on AM 990, Naughty 99.
I have an ad going right now.
CNN Radio News. I'm Bob Wicken. 9 of the 96 victims of a nightclub fire in Rhode Island have been identified, but for many families, it'll be a long wait. Some of the victims' bodies so badly burned, they'll have to be identified by dental records. Rhode Island's governor, Donald Cacciari, says he has a special plea for members of the news media.
What we would ask all of you is please, please, when the names have been released, respect the privacy of those families.
The club's owners are pointing a finger of blame at the band, saying they denied permission for the display. The band says that's not so. A criminal investigation is underway. UN weapons inspectors visiting 8 sites in Iraq. A second UN resolution on Iraq will be submitted by the U.S. and Britain on Monday. Secretary of State Powell in Japan discussing an international approach to dealing with Iraq and North Korea, two countries believed to be developing weapons of mass destruction. This is CNN Radio News.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
This is a message about renewal, about inner peace, about unraveling life's mysteries. If you are striving for clarity, if you are looking for spiritual connection, if you embrace the future with passion, call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. One call can lead you to psychic advisors gifted in astrology, tarot, numerology, and other ancient arts. A reading with a psychic is food for the mind and soul. Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. All services are prepaid. There are never any surprise charges. No hype, no pressure, no nonsense. Just gifted advisors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't it time you came to the Source? Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. That's 1-800-270-0975. 0975.
Eddie?
Hi, Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats?
Remember the manager?
Mr. Zipperman. What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job in hospital administration.
How'd you find that?
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way to find a great job with great benefits.
I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seemed to be minimum wage.
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
You already said that.
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day, even post your resume.
Well, I'm afraid of getting laid off.
Well, like halibut?
Cynthia.
Yeah, what the heck happened to her?
I married her.
Good fit.
Wow.
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
I do know what I see.
yes. We're flying once again back on Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. And we're talking about frequent flyer miles and a great way for you to get an air ticket to where you want to go. Now, we don't always have enough in our own accounts, and that's our eternal frustration. Some people have too many due to the fact that they travel, and they don't really want to do that on their holidays. We're talking with
John Burton, and he's with us on the lines continuing past the half hour here as we continue on Travel World. Now, John, have you found that there are perhaps more redemptions, more people want to redeem miles with one particular airline frequent flyer account than another? Which are the more popular ones that you tend to see more often?
You can imagine the people who were holding U.S. Air miles over the past few months wondering about whether or not U.S. Air was going to be viable over, you know, in the short term or in the long term. There's a lot of U.S. Air miles around. Consequently, like anything else in the business world, economics says that supply and demand, U.S. Air miles are a little bit cheaper. People are a little bit uncertain about United right now, whether or not United is going to survive. There's a bunch of United miles around. Delta miles are pretty productive, prolific, Northwest. But frankly, the most valuable miles in the business are American, because of their, especially because of their partners. You might expect to receive between 1.5 cents per mile and 2 cents a mile, American being 2 cents. So 100,000 miles would get you $2,000.
And that's good money that somebody who, as we mentioned, may not want to get on a plane, may want to use that money for something else, home renovations or college tuition, or take a trip somewhere else on his own, a drive trip or a train trip. You can convert
exactly
that and use that money for something else that may carry more meaning to you.
I don't really know. I know a few clients, and I suspect there are many more, but I know a couple of clients whose lives revolve around amassing frequent flyer miles in any way they can. If they, buying certain promotions, buying an automobile where they might get 500 extra miles, signing up for Sprint or long-distance company and changing them often.
Sounds like me.
By the 500 or 1,000-mile inducement.
Sounds just like me.
I'm sorry?
Sounds just like me.
I do it. We all do it. The expectation of a free airline ticket is a pretty strong inducement to go forward with that. But, so a lot of people find themselves with extra miles. Others find themselves in that position because they intentionally put themselves there.
Now, have you seen changes in trends in the 10 years you've been in the business with the destinations people want to travel to, or the ease or frequency that they can actually redeem the miles?
I think it's becoming, frankly, more difficult to redeem your miles these days. I mean, you can imagine the position that United and US Air are in, and I'm only imagining this. I don't know this firsthand. They're trying to build a revenue base. They're trying to satisfy their creditors. They're trying to satisfy the courts, and yet they find themselves in a position of giving away seats. But they're also in a situation where the economy is depressed, and where I suspect, and I don't have access to their booking system, where the seats are conceivably available. The trend right now, I don't really notice a difference. I think this time of year, there's many more seats available. To go to Paris right now is a piece of cake. To try to do that in July or August, it's a much more difficult situation. Trends in terms of people traveling to different destinations. Australia is very hot right now. It has been for the last couple of years. My guess is it's conceived as a safe place to go. Europe is always good. London, Frankfurt, Italy, Paris are always pretty steady, especially London. A lot of people do business out of London. Tokyo is a good itinerary. There's a lot of business going on there. China is big right now. China and people going to China have it has really picked up in the last couple of years. So I'd say Australia and China have been the difference over the years, and Europe has always been steady.
And of course, with those long haul flights, this is where, as we mentioned earlier, it comes into a good deal, 50 to 60% off, when you want to go on those business class cabin to get that extra comfort. Flights that take you anywhere from 10 to 22 hours, elapsed time to get from point A to point B, and you want that extra comfort, there aren't discounted airfares out there for the front cabin, but by buying frequent flyer miles, buying the frequent flyer redemption ticket like this, you can save money and get yourself some extra comfort.
Exactly. The business class ticket on American, the two structures on American, you can fly business and you can fly first. Some of these airlines, you can only fly business, or business slash first, as they call it. Others make a distinction depending on the configuration of the aircraft. But for instance, American from Montreal to Narita is $2,700 business and $3,750 first. Now, I did a quick check this morning on the first class price, and it's an unbelievable $11,000. Now, who would pay that, and is that a fare even though it's listed on the Internet that they even sell to anyone? I don't have a clue, but I mean, you can imagine the savings there is 66%, almost 70%.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Again, how many people are getting on an airplane at $11,000? So, I mean, I think most of the people sitting in first class and many in business class are people who get there because of frequent flyer miles.
Well, that, sometimes they actually get there because it's in Major League Baseball's contract, because the one first-class ticket I ever sold from Tokyo to Montreal was when Jeffrey Loria owned the team, and he had to get Hideki Irabu into Montreal, and he balked at having to sit in even business class.
Right.
So, no, Major League Baseball contract, you have to go first class. So,
and you're right. And the Hollywood folks do the same thing. We work a lot out of L.A., in that market, where you've got that captive audience by virtue of the contracts that these people sign. These people move rock stars and movie people around, but we don't move those people. They have private jets. We move the people who are the equipment operators and the light, the lighting technicians, except in the sound people. They're all bound to the same contract, flying first class. I wanted to mention a second before I lose the thought about business class. The interesting thing with business class is you can get there using, say, 80,000 miles, but you can also get there by buying a coach ticket and upgrading to that. And generally, very often, that's a very good way to go, because the inventory may not be available for the, as we say, the full award ticket, the 80,000-mile ticket, but may very well be available for the person who would take 40,000 miles, or depending on the increment, between 30,000 and 40,000 miles, and buy a coach ticket and upgrade. And sometimes it ends up being cheaper.
Yeah, that could very well be. And, of course, everyone wins. The airline does get some revenue out of that.
Correct.
The person selling the miles gets revenue. The person buying the upgrade gets revenue and gets more comfort as well. Hey, everyone saves.
Right.
And it really works. Now, how can somebody get in touch with you? Do you 800 number, a website?
Yeah, we have our 800 number is 800-239-8269.
1-800-239-8269.
Correct. And our website is www.travel-enterprises.com.
Okay, www.travel-enterprises.com, 1-800-239-8269, to find out how you can either sell your frequent flyer miles or buy a frequent flyer redemption ticket and save on particularly the business and first-class long-haul flights that the airlines do not like to discount, but you can actually still get that comfort at a good deal. Good to see an entrepreneur out there finding a way to serve the customer, make a buck on his own side, and basically facilitate everyone getting what they want out of the process. John Burton, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Travel World, and all the best in your future endeavors. And when we come back after the break on Travel World, we're going to be just
interesting news items that
yeah,
came
we're
going to
go through some news items and have our comments on them, our own peculiar spin on the on life, the world according to Willem and Steve. Something people wonder, where do you guys get those ideas?
They just come to us.
Oh, they just come to us. I guess it's our going to school, it's a great educational background we went through. We have to thank our teachers, right?
like money can make you rich. Stay tuned following the break. Travel World Radio Show. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
great. Hey, listening. Liberty Blacks Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
Do you know that Atros Perot, Apple Computer, and even Nike Shoes have all used government money to help ensure their success? And you can too. This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion for people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or even train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me on Oprah, Larry King, or even C-SPAN. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, like how to get $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, $30,000 to become a French chef, or $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's also money programs to travel overseas or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call.
Order your 1,100-page book of $29.95 plus shipping. Call 1-800-762-05... 800-762-0500.
Hello.
I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans who can't get credit, you now have the opportunity to earn your own major bank card. Here's how it works. American Security Financial guarantees you a Credit Plus card with a $2,500 line of credit so you can catalog shop from the comfort of your home. Now, not only can you charge the things you want, but this program also gives you a big opportunity to establish or rebuild your credit and earn your own major bank card. To discover the details, call 1-866-201. 3228. That's 1-866-201-3228. If you're over 18 years old and have a valid bank account, you qualify. There's no security deposit required and no credit check, so you have nothing to lose. Call 1-866-201-3228 for your $2,500 credit card today. Call 1-866-201-3228. That number one more time is 1-866-201-3228.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. The 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 boys are back in town.
That's us, and we are back in town.
in town for a while before we head off in a little over 2 weeks to Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong.
We're going to be broadcasting live on the 15th of March.
That will be a very interesting show coming up because we're broadcasting live. It will be from Hong Kong itself, and this is going to be showcasing Air Canada's new executive first class service.
Oh, yes, a lot of time, thought, money has gone into really upgrading what was already a great international flight experience. And we'll be talking about that later in March, our own experiences, and have some representatives of Air Canada discuss what actually went on in the whole planning process, what they found customers were looking for, what customers wanted, what they didn't want. It's a product molded to meet the expectations of today's business traveler.
We actually went to the Air Canada had a little press invitation at Cara Flight Kitchens right near the Dorval Airport, where they actually showed us the new executive first class. It was kind of interesting. We ran into the executive vice president of marketing, Charles McKee, and he introduced us to the whole thing. And when we came up with the idea of going to Hong Kong in the first place, the courtesy of the Hong Kong Board of Tourism, we worked also with Air Canada at securing the flight so we can actually try the new executive first class back and forth, and also to set up the remote broadcast, which will be kind of an interesting thing. We're always doing fun stuff with WNTY, and of course a great big hello goes to the naughty man himself, Charlie Prophet, who actually came to Montreal not too long ago, stayed
Meridian Versailles on Sherbrooke Street, and that's a reflied property. It had been a Best Western. Now it's a lot of money poured into that property as well as a Meridian. People who had stayed in Montreal years ago remember there had been a Meridian in the city, changed flags, and Meridian is back in Montreal with upscale elegance, an understated elegance that is appreciated by business travelers and leisure travelers, right in the heart of the city. A great area to walk around, explore the trendy shops and galleries and boutiques on Sherbrooke Street, a block and a half from the subway system where you can get anywhere that you have to be. And Meridian Hotels, 1-800-543-4300. Their CEO, Jürgen Bartels, actually is a man who really wants to promote his company. Many years ago, one of his other hotel chains that he was heading up at the time said, no, we want to promote. We want to get out the word. And he's brought that vigor and that enthusiasm for hotel keeping, innkeeping, hospitality to Meridian Hotels and reinvigorated the company that for years was a stagnant division of Air France, and now with Japanese investment money behind it, is going after more markets, expanding worldwide into the major business centers of the world.
And in an upcoming show, we'll have Charlie on the air with us discussing this with an interview with
the general manager, Brenda Rodericks, who we worked with again at another property she was at in Montreal. Everyone crosses paths, right? Hotel and airline industry. Oh, I remember you from that hotel. I remember you from that airline. But hey, they always come together eventually.
I want to hear the stories of what Charlie did while he was in town.
Oh, I'm sure there's some good stories there, but you have to have a good time when you come to Montreal.
It is one of those kinds of places. It's worthwhile coming down because, you know, no matter what you're setting out to do here in the city, you're bound to have a good time one way or the other. You know, unless, of course, you're visiting the in-laws, in which case, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. You're going to have a miserable time.
Yeah, you could be going to, you know, visit the certain parts of town, but there are better places in town to have ribs. But
Steve actually is a great tour guide for coming to Montreal, because I remember him discussing the entire area, and I said, how do you know this place so well? There is no massage parlor within walking distance of this. No.
Well, same as when you were looking for, how do I get to that street? I reminded him of a local attraction that has since closed down. Oh, yeah, that's how I get there, yes.
It's the landmarks. We have our landmarks. You know, first of all, when you're talking to a guy, you know, like good old Art Farley from years ago, and he'll find a place you go down to this bar, you turn left, there's a liquor store, and it's across the street from, you know, the beer and wine store. And of course, you know what's up when we start talking. Well, yes, you go down the street until you reach the sex shop. You turn left.
Everyone has their interest. Somebody else will know it by the car dealership. Somebody else will know it by the Chinese restaurants. No.
It's how you choose your landmarks within a particular city. Some of the interesting news items that came up this week, one of the things they're talking about, arming the pilots.
Yeah, and that is pilots on U.S. commercial airlines could be carrying guns within months. And a task force this week made recommendations to the head of the Transportation Security Administration on how to go about arming pilots. Now, of course, there's been back and forth discussions on this, people saying yes, people saying no, differing views from various airline administrators and pilots' unions representatives. So we will see how this all plays out as more and more committees study the issue.
Well, one of the things, at least in the United States, that they have some kind of action to these committees. In Canada, when they don't want to do something, they'll just appoint a royal commission. They'll pay them $800 a day each, and then a few years later, they'll come up with the results, and then if we don't like the results, we'll say we'll need to study it again. By the time it actually, comes to a conclusion where they can't study it anymore, nobody cares, so that's how they bury an issue around here in paperwork.
Well, they will have a first training class. 48 pilots have been selected to participate in that first training class. Several thousand have applied for the first slots. Only pilots and co-pilots will be allowed to carry the guns, and then only in a holster. They'd only be allowed to use the gun in the cockpit. They could not enter the passenger cabin with it.
Now, we had Rodney Stitch, an aviation expert, on the air with us back in 2001, right following the September attacks, and one of the things he mentioned, he was talking about this too. Now, we were in disagreement with his opinion of, whether a pilot ought to carry a pistol in his bag. And there's many issues there for us. There's got to be some other way of doing it, of course. And the other thing, what kind of bullets are you going to use? I mean, you're flying at 35,000 feet. One bullet can penetrate the skin of the airplane, and boom, explosive decompression, everybody dies. So, and the other thing is any kind of a weapon can be taken away from you and used against you. So there's another thing there. The other thing I'd be curious to see, and we have Yoav looking into this, is what is the progress of retrofitting the fleet with the extra strong cockpit doors?
I think some airlines say it'll be end of the year. It varies by carrier to carrier. They did some initial work on it right after September 11th with regards to reinforcing extra locks, but they have to have the double doors, so make it in one door, then lock, then open the other door, and that will take another year or two to get the fleet retrofitted, and the money sometimes is not there with the record losses that the carriers have been eating up.
Well, one of the other safety issues that they were that they were discussing, or safety measures, was putting video cameras inside the airline cabin, and these would actually, you'd see it on a monitor within the cockpit, which I think is a marvelous idea, because that way the pilot can see what's going on. There was a story of an Israeli pilot, last name of Barlev, on El Al, and when there was a terrorist on board that airplane, what he did is he did on his 707 what they do during astronaut flight training. He took a steep dive that knocked them right off their feet. That was one of Rodney's ideas that I agree with. You can do things to do that.
Yeah, but you have to be aware of them, and of course these are elements that have to be installed, and there has to be agreement on them. Of course, sometimes it's good to actually do it and not tell anyone. Keep it more an internal measure.
Well, that's the other point. Whatever you do is going to get out one way or the other, because there's got to be some snitch on the internet. But regardless, if there's some kind of a way of keeping control of the aircraft in the hands of your flight crew, that's very, very important. You know, there's also the fact of how much are you paying people. You know, are people willing to take a risk with their lives for the amount of money you pay them? I mean, when you talk about your garden variety security guard, they may be there and they may be loyal to you, but sometimes they'll say, hey, for $15 an hour, I'm not putting my life on the line. Hey, let the bad guy get away with it.
No, there has to be, it's a combination of training, extra money put into it, and consensus amongst all the people that are involved. And I think if we ever get people to have a joint consensus on any topic in this world,
it's a miracle.
It will be a miracle.
Well, the best thing you got to do is come up with some kind of a reasonable compromise on it. But, when you're dealing with flight safety, myself, I'm personally against putting any kind of firearm inside the cockpit, because, it'll penetrate. They were talking about plastic bullets that won't penetrate. So then, what use is it if you've got a bad guy wearing, for instance, a bulletproof vest? Although, how would he get on the plane in the first place? And,
we can't do any racial profiling now, can we?
Oh, no, not us. No, but I mean, simple searches and things where they can see, does it look like...
Why in the middle of summertime is that guy wearing a bulky jacket and looks like he's wearing 16 sweaters? What's underneath there? Yes.
Well, the interesting consideration. Well, we're reaching the end of our show. Hour flies by, it seems, so...
Always fun. So next week, more fun as usual on Travel World with the... a variety of guests spouting off their views, and whether you agree with them or not, always great for the discussion.
Thank you for listening to Travel World once again this week. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
Join us again next week.
WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio.
WNTY Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio. 999.
Freedom continues with Forbes on Fox. This conflict with Iraq really is about oil, not for